Fat boy.
You know we had to do a podcast, right?
What's your name, fat body?
Yeah, of course, you're looking smooth. What the hell?
I'm going to eat it.
You owe me for one jelly donut.
Fat motherfucker.
Listen to it. My wife said no one's going to laugh
so I've got bigger titties than you did.
Bullshit, because nobody fucking had geese back at that point for a bigger guy.
I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but I might be somebody's shot of whiskey.
You can't think about, hey, I need to lose 100 pounds. You think about winning that day.
Fucking, I want a cheeseburger and a milkshake.
Oh, what's up, Fatleets, and welcome to episode 39 of the Fat Boy Jiu-Jitsu Podcast. Closer and closer to 40, and I know this has been another one of those hiatuses in between podcasts and... Man, life has been hella hectic right now. As some of you guys, if you watch, you know, you watch my Instagram feed or whatever, you guys know I participated in this Boy Scout adult leader training. It's called Wood Badge, and it's a 2 week training. It's 6 days and six long days. I mean, most days I was up at 5 o'clock. And I wasn't going to bed till 11:30, midnight. One night, they split us up in patrols, and they put you kind of like how Boy Scouts are led, you know, boy led, and they put you in groups of five. So I'm bunking with this patrol mate, and he laughed at me because it was day five. Day five was crazy. It was the first day of the second weekend. And my son and nephews were going camping at the exact same campground we were at, just a different location. And I was trying to help my sister get the kids ready because this was her first time camping since we were kids, really. And even back then when she never went... You know, Cub Scout camping with us much. We went camping, and we had a pop up camper, and we would go with you know, a bunch of other families, and it'd be like a family get together thing, or you know, friends and family thing. So she didn't know what to expect, and so I'm like trying to teach her, and that weekend before, I went to the house and I taught them, look, this is how you put this tent. You know, you're going to need this, this, this. I gave her a bunch of stuff that I had to the point where I actually left my own mess kit here because I kind of freaked out and forgot. We had to, the second weekend, you hike in all your stuff and they park you and whatever they take you on this long hike. And whatever you bring in is what you really bring in. And realistically... Once you set up your camp, if you wanted to go find your car, I guess you could. But just time-wise, with the amount of classes and presentations they have you going through, it's kind of hard to do. So just manned up and carried everything in. But that night, I went to bed at like... That Thursday night to Friday, right? I went to bed at like 1 in the morning. Woke up at 5:30 to start driving over to the campsite because we had to be there at 7. It was about an hour away, so I barely had time to make my coffee and be out the door. Luckily, I kind of left everything in the car so I can just turn on the car and run out. I get there, and, you know, we hike in. By the time you get there, sun comes out. I had my second wind. Do everything all day, and at the end of the night, it's probably like midnight, and we're just talking, and my homie goes, hey, think it's time to head to bed, right? And I go, yep. And legit, the very next morning, he goes, yo, you knocked out within like 35 seconds. And funny thing about that very next morning, Saturday morning, I'm a two shower kind of guy. I have to take a morning shower to wake me up. And I do not like going to sleep, you know, dirty. That's just me. So I have my alarm set for about 5:20 in the morning. We got to muster and stuff and be ready to go head out like 6:45 every morning. So I'm like, okay, that gives me enough time to do that. We still got to, you know, make breakfast. So it gives us enough time to make breakfast. Let me take a shower. We can break my breakfast, clean up what we got to clean up, and then be out. My watch vibrates at like 5:20. And I'm like, oh, shit. We got to wake up. I'm like, man, I did not rest. I'm sleeping. That second weekend was the first time in I don't know how long that I actually slept in a tent on the ground. Every other time I've been Cub Scout camping in the last 2.5 years, when we went camping, I had an air mattress, and most of the time my air mattress was, I have, and this is, so back when I was really, really heavy, and most fat people know, like, you don't want to get, it's hard to get up once you're on the ground. So I bought this Coleman elevated queen size air mattress. Now, this thing is awesome for kind of camping. The problem with it is because it's filled with air and it's elevated. If you move on that thing, it sounds horrible. It's just blah, 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 blah. Everybody in the campsite can hear you moving, getting up out of bed or whatever. So I rocked that for the longest time. And I mean, that thing weighs like it's like 30 pounds because it's a big, heavy metal frame. And it's good to hold like 600 pounds. So I was like, oh, you know, that's my thing. That's my jammy jam. You know, I don't have to sleep on the floor. I'm elevated. You know, you also don't have to worry about being, you know, cold because, you know, you're off the ground. So for the very first time, and God knows how long, I actually slept, you know, it was yoga mat, sleeping bag. I wasn't in the sleeping bag because it's so freaking hot. And me on top of the sleeping bag. I did not feel rested. So I kind of like ignore my 5:20 alarm. And I know I had another one at 5:25 set up. At 5:20, like 4, half of our campsite gets waken up to get up and get up now. My guy in has Jocko as an alarm clock. And he starts this diatribe of get up and get up now. And yo, it scared the shit out of us. I wasn't expecting it. He didn't even tell me that this was going to be him like jump out of bed or jump out of the, you know, sleeping bags. And, a guy like two tents down jumps up and goes, Dad. Apparently his father was also in the military and, had a certain way of, waking them up. And it brought him back. It was, if you got a problem waking up in the morning, let me tell you, find that Jocko alarm because that shit would wake you up. So back to, you know, so I do this training or whatever, and then, it's kind of, like I said, it's a little time consuming. I'm glad I did it. It's, one of the great, it was a great leadership experience, and And a lot of the stuff they learned, yeah, while it's Boy Scout related, if you can take all this stuff and apply it to every aspect of your life. One of the main things, and we had in between the 2 weekends, and I think it was like two weekends apart, but in between those 2 weekends, we had a meet up as a patrol and we had to do a project. And not just us, it's everybody, you know, and this is part of the experience. And in a roundabout way, our project was about leading by example and how us as leaders, you know, we expect our Cub Scouts and our Boy Scouts to be leaders and stuff. And there's certain things that, that we don't do. And one of our aspects was the uniform. And how can we expect our boys to be like, oh, you know, tuck in your shirt, you know, wear a belt, you know, do this, do that, if by our very own nature, some of us don't do that ourselves. So then, you know, while we're doing this project or whatever, I started thinking about just everything I'm doing and how people react, not only to the podcast, but they see my weight loss and they see this and they see that. And a lot of people look up to me. And I'm not saying this to be braggadocious at all, but it has made me reflect on what and how I'm doing things, because I got to come clean about something. And it's definitely not about, you know, no cheat days or anything, because that's legit, man. Fucking another 2 weekends of camping and not one fucking cheat. Like, guys, you can do this. But what I got to come clean about is, for the longest time, back in 2008, I had that that bike MS thing that I set out to do, and I kind of trained for, well, I started to train for it, right? And I had every intention of doing it, and then life happened. And what I mean by life happened is there's always something that comes up. Shit never goes as planned, and you have to be able to roll with the punches. Life happened, and my excuses started. And honestly, till this very moment, I've had people believe that I actually completed that bike MS, that 50-mile bike. Luckily, the money that was donated on my behalf was not contingent on me completing the race. So I sort of trained for it, not really. And shit got tough, and I stopped really training for it. And the very day I was even supposed to go, I started driving out there. I knew I wasn't prepared. And I just went and did other shit for 8 hours, 9 hours. I'm a piece of shit. Like, I've had people believe that I set out and I did something that I didn't do. So, and that has hit me so hard. And you know, when I started training for this triathlon, thank God that I took this shit serious, and I started training almost, I think it was 18 or 19 weeks in advance. Because these last couple weeks, shit has happened. And I don't think I've ridden, let me see, I don't think I've actually been on my bike. Let me look up my activity tracker. The very last time I was on my bike was when I went to Claremont and I did the hills and stuff. So that was September 15th, and it was a 13-mile bike ride. That is the last time I've been on my bike. Now, luckily, you know, I've swam a bunch, and I don't, you know, the last time I swam was last week Thursday. Yeah, last week Thursday, and then a couple days in between. I've been picking up the running, which is great, because I know going into this, I know that that's going to be my downfall, is the run. I freaking hate it. I don't like it. I've never have. But I'm starting to. I'm starting to enjoy the fact that I'm doing something that I always thought was impossible for me to do. I mentioned this a lot. When I was in the police academy, I had a PT instructor who used to boast about riding, running. He goes, "Oh, I run about 3 miles every other day or every day." And I looked at him like he was fucking crazy. Why would you run 3 miles a day? And I might not be running 3 miles a day every day, but I ran 5 miles a night after doing jiu-jitsu. I ran 5 miles on Monday after doing jiu-jitsu. I ran 5 miles last week, Tuesday. I didn't do jiu-jitsu, but I just, like, I'm, if I can run 5 miles now, especially like after jiu-jitsu, I know, okay, it's, I may be, I'm going to be further dead, tired than, you know, the day I do this triathlon, but I won't have to do 5 miles. It'd only be a 5K, you know, 3.1 miles. If I can hang out and continue to do this, and the reason why, like, I'm not constantly sharing this to make anybody feel like they need to step up their game. This is for me to show that I'm not a piece of shit and I'm going to actually do this. That I'm not going to be on December 16th, you know, whether I still haven't figured out whether I'm going to stay in Naples or drive that night, that day, but I'm not going to be the person I was. I'm not going to, you know, put in all this effort for nothing. Like, I am enjoying who I'm becoming, and I don't even, like, to be honest, I don't know who that is. I used to hate running, you know. I used to love watching TV and shit like that, and coming home and sitting on the couch, and, you know, when my son was my daughter's age, where I would come home, I would plop him on my lap, and, you know, on the couch, plop him in between my lap, and I would play PlayStation for hours. And there's a couple of fucking good games coming out, right? I just can't get down that rabbit hole, because I know where I can go. So part of the reason why it's taken me so long to record this episode of the podcast is I've had to come to terms with, you know, letting a lot of people who look up to me, letting them know that, yo, don't, like, I'm a piece of shit. Like, this is what I've done. I'm not, I swear I'm trying not to be that person. I'm trying to be way better than that. But this is what I've done. And there's no way I can, like, have, I feel good about having people look up to me when I know, like, I really don't deserve it. So for you 6, 8, 9 people who still listen, I really thank you. And I'm forever grateful, you know, you guys giving me feedback, telling me what you like, don't like about the podcast. Even if I don't change some of the shit that you don't like, I'm sorry. And you know, that's why, like, lately it's that whole lead by example is really just near and dear to me right now. Cause it's, I have to, if I want people to see what I've been able to do, and I tell you, yo, you can do this, it's because I fucking know you can do this. You can lose 160 pounds just like I did. I've been where most, where, you know, that spot where it's like, you know, oh, I know I have to get healthy. I don't know what to do. I'm going to do this for a little bit. I don't see anything success. I'm going to quit. Oh, I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to start doing this. And every roadblock or every time shit gets difficult, it's so easy. It's so easy. We're fucking wired to just tap out. Just fuck. I don't want to do this shit no more. But you got to be able to just keep on trucking, keep on going. That's, it sounds so, I know it sounds so douchey to just say, oh, you know, just power through, just keep on, you know, it's meatheadish. Oh, just keep on going. Don't matter how, you know, how it hurts or whatever, just keep on pushing through and you're going to do. Yeah, I know you cannot just be motivated on Monday. It's every day. You got to work through it. Every day. It's not easy work. You know what? No. You're right. It's not easy, but it is simple. It's day by day doing the same shit and realistically just expecting more of yourself. And yes, it's going to suck. But if you push through, persevere, you might actually like who you become. Not might. You know what? You will. You're going to love who you become. You're going to love the challenge, and you're going to love seeing, damn, I'm a different person. Don't be the same person you are every day. Strive for some personal growth. It's true what they say. You can't have your cake and eat it too, but fuck the cake. Drink a glass of water, you know? And honestly, for those of you still listening, thank you. That's going to be the podcast. I'm glad I got that off my chest. I feel so much better. Please rate, review. If this podcast has helped you, share it with somebody that you know. If you don't like it, don't tell anybody. Just keep that to yourself. But like I said, if it's helped you, just share it with somebody. And thank you for everybody, for everything. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Fat Boy Podcast. Have a nice day.